On your spreadsheet, I found a diamond tester. Anybody here got a diamond ring on? A real diamond ring, because I don't want to embarrass you. Bring it up here. Yeah, don't live out of your sight. Let's see. See that? Now, it is a diamond ring. Did you see the light light up when I touched it? On this? Thank you. On this device, it says metal, simulant, or diamond, and I can touch anything, and it'll tell me if it's a diamond or not. It'll tell me if it's a ZZ, it'll tell me it's a metal. Now, think we can sell this to anybody? There's two ways to sell this. I'm going to tell you a story. We're going to take a break and then come back. Karen and I have a home shopping show. There's a videotape of the home shopping show in your box. We had 15 products on the show. The main reason we put the home shopping show up is that we're trying to test market to find out what people in this age bracket want. And it just so happens that this demographics are almost exactly the same demographics you have people watching satellite TV. So we put our home shopping show on satellite show, 15 products. These two items combined are the most expensive products we have. So when we come on the air, we talk about them. You know what our number one seller is? These two products. As a matter of fact, we hadn't had a show up in 19 days. You know what we sold yesterday? Two more of these. We found that people want them. As soon as they find out about them, even if they don't order immediately, they think about them. And they worry about them. And they look around and they say, you know, you can't get these anywhere else. So they search and search and search, find our phone number, and 2 weeks after we were on the show on TV for 1 hour, they call us and order these things. We hadn't had a single one back. On our watch tape, Karen and I promoted the pictures in here, and I'll tell you about it. On our how to buy wristwatches and investment tapes, we show this tool. We show how you can use the gold tester to find a gold watch and, you know, buy it for $10. That's our back end on the watch tape, because we said these are only available from one source. The source is Group M and has our phone number. So we sell the watch tape for the package at $88. Half of the people who bought the watch tape called us and ordered both the gold and diamond tester. So we have a huge back end. We can afford to almost give the watch tape away because we sell them. So what we have done is, by testing this in two different sources, we have found out that people want, there's a certain group of people that want these. When they see them, not only do they want them immediately. If they don't order it, it worries them so bad that they don't have them. The reason it worries them so bad is because what we say on the air. And what we say on the air, I'm going to give you two hints, and I'm going to tell you two things that we say on the air that makes the phone ring instantly. And then we're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to run this through the spreadsheet and start writing the offer. And we're going to get our creative people up here, and we're going to get, later on this afternoon after the offer is written, Karen Anderson is going to tell you how much money we can make by sending this offer to people like Gary Norselis and Howard Ruffslis and everybody out there who's hard money. Because if you've got a single ounce of gold or a diamond ring, I mean, how many women here have diamonds that would like to have checks? How many men have bought their wives CZs and wouldn't want their wives to check them? Karen and I say that on the show. And every single time we say that, the phone rings like that. Every single time. And then Karen and I pick up a panda ring. We went to a flea market. Karen and I go to flea markets and antique stores. And we carry these with us. See, they fit in your pocket. We went in this one place and it said half price on everything inside the store. And we saw this little panda ring. And it said $37.50. And I said, is that on sale? And he said, yeah. And I said, is that gold? He said, no, not at that price. I don't think it's gold. I said, okay. I did it in $17.50, brought it home, tested it. The panda coin was solid gold, and the ring was 18 carats. And when I tell that story in the air, the phone rings instantly. So what we've discovered is that there are two appeals to the product. One is to the paranoia, saying, is my ring real? Are my gold coins real? And the second is to the treasure hunters. Said, hey, I could take this out in the weekend and buy gold at 10 cents on the ounce. And I can buy diamond rings. I can go to these places, have trays of diamond rings, and just go through testing until I find what I want. And then once I find one real diamond, it'll pay for the thing. Well, this product has a dual appeal. Now, you remember that when we write the offer. Because we can either use one or both or any other appeal. Now, the problem here is that we're writing to men. Which appeal is going to work best? I want you to think about that while. Go ahead.
Bill, are you able to buy those direct from the manufacturer?
Direct from the manufacturer.
There's something that's really beautiful about this that you didn't bring up, and that is you don't have any inventory, no money tied up in stock, no money tied up in storage, and if you buy a larger volume of those, will they give you a discount, a bigger discount?
Well, what we did is we called them up and said, look, we have a home shopping show on TV. We like your product. We'd like to be able to feature it on the air. Can we buy two? And they said, no, you can't. But what we will do, we will send you one each of everything we have.
No, not your customer.
You know, they said, we'll send you one each of everything we have free. You show it all on the air, whatever you sell, great. And I said, now, before you send me anything, if I sell 500 next month, can you supply them? And he took a deep breath and saw it. He said, hold on. And he said, yes. And I said, okay, what will you sell them to me on a per unit price? Now, see, what I did is I established the fact that I might buy a whole lot at some point. But I didn't say I was going to buy 500. I just asked him, can you supply me 500? So he said, well, I'll tell you what. Let me figure this out. Let me talk to the owner of the company, and I'll call you back. And when they called us back, you know, they said, you guys are the ones with the home shopping show. And I said, yes, we're the ones with the home shopping show. They didn't realize that it runs 1 hour a week on satellite, and it's not the one that you see on cable TV at night. He says, I'll tell you what we'll do. We sell these through wholesale catalogs for $2.99. Tovell, the people who print the catalog, they pay $1.99. We'll sell them to you for $1.17. Now, you know, if when we do our spreadsheet, when we get back from break, you're going to realize that we're selling them at we buy them at $1.17 and sell them at $3.69. Do we have any margin there? And when we get back, I'm going to set the computer up. We're going to do the spreadsheets. I'm going to make copies of the spreadsheets and show you the difference of what that'll do. And then later on, what we're going to show you is the difference of selling a product for, say, $10 or $30 versus the profit that can be made on selling a product for $300. Now, I want you to remember one thing here. Even at this low price that we have, $289, how many units do we have to sell on a mailing of 1,000 to a targeted market of people we know want this stuff to break even? Three, and we're in the money. Bring the mic over here.
Let me ask real quick. She doesn't have the mic yet. When you're doing this deal, are you more concerned with for your profit, for a percentage of the gross, or for the, like, $100 profit per unit?
Percentage doesn't matter. What matters is how much money you deposit in the bank after you spend your $1,000. And that's what the spreadsheet is going to show you. If you look at the spreadsheet, and when we go through manipulating these numbers, you'll see the numbers. Percentage don't matter. You know, if you're selling a $10 item, then you better not be paying more than 20 or 30 cents on it, because you do need percentages when you sell low. Because if you're selling an item for $10 and you make $7 on each sale, which is good, and you spend, and the mailing costs are going to be the same, and you spend $800 to mail 1,000 pieces, how many sales do you have to have at $7 profit per sale to break even? You've got to have almost 130 sales. Now, would you rather write a letter knowing that you only need 3 sales, or write a letter knowing you need 100 sales to break even? Which is easier? I mean, I told you yesterday I'm the laziest guy you ever met. That's what I'm trying to teach you, how to be lazy. I mean, lazy means doing it the easy way. I mean, don't create problems, just do it the easy way.
In order to ship those products out the same day, you must have had some inventory in-house before you
sold them. Well, what we do now is that we always maintain 3 or 4 of them around. Once we start making money of them, when we place an order, we usually order 3 or 4. And at this point, we haven't rolled it out. The only thing we've done is shown it on our watch tape and shown it on our satellite show. We normally keep 3 in stock. And as a matter of fact, like I said, we sold 2 of these yesterday, and Jim has to place an order today to order 3 more.
Did you have to buy those immediately as a first-time purchase?
No, they sent us the free one. See, the free one we showed on the air.
Yeah.
They offer next-day delivery. That's the greatest thing in the world. Next-day delivery is great.
Okay.
You know, next day, if you're only getting one shipped to you, next-day delivery is too expensive. But if you sold 6 of these and your net profit per unit is $200 and next day delivery is going to cost you $18, but next day delivery almost ensures that your customers are going to be happy, then you do it. And we also include some other stuff. You know, one thing that we discovered is that every time we ship one of these, we always include a catalog or a product list. You don't just ship it and end your relationship there. You ship it and you also send a list of everything we included on a home shopping show or a video copy of the home shopping show. We have a videotape that shows you how to operate this. As a matter of fact, on the tape in your box, you'll see Karen and I operating this and talking about it for 20 minutes, and you'll see us showing it in different ways and testing everything. You know, when we tested our wedding ring on the air, we get called because we pull it off, and Karen says, "That better be gold." And I pull her ring off her finger, and she says, "That better be gold." And I said, "Karen, I promise it is." And I said, "Oh, I hope it is. I hope it is." So we test it, you know, and we make this big play up, and the camera zooms in real close, and it beats 18 carats. And I go, "Phew, boy, I'm so happy." And then, but it's that kind of deal. People say, you know, there are a lot of fake gold, and we do have fake gold rings that we have in the room. We say, you know, which one of these is solid gold? We hold them both up in the camera. There's one we paid $6 for, one that costs a whole lot more. So can you tell the difference? And do you have gold in your home that you purchased that you don't know? Well, see, a lot of people watching our show don't have gold, right? How many people on this list do you think have gold? Since every single one of them made a gold purchase the last 3 months, how many of them would be interested in finding out whether that gold was real? John Carlson wrote a letter about how much fake gold there's out there, and there's a lot of fake gold.
Bill, I wanted to reiterate the point of package inserts. When you're fulfilling a product, you always want to sell something else in your package, and that it doesn't cost you anything. So, you know, if you're already paying the postage, or if they've paid shipping and handling, they're paying the mailing expenses on your piece. So to stick it in,
as a matter of fact,
and then there's a whole nother deal on package inserts. How you can ride along with another affinity product, or you can get into someone else's product that ends up as being a secondary endorsement. If you buy something from L.L. Bean and you've been very happy with L.L. Bean and you get a thing from a bike company, then there's an endorsement there because L.L. Bean has the credibility and has established the relationship with the customer, so it's going to carry along. And so somebody's going to say, "Oh, this obviously has credibility because it came with my product that I've established the relationship with and I'm happy with."
What Karen is saying is absolutely right. Never, 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 never send a package to anybody without a cover letter thanking them for the order and also developing a further relationship with them and other materials that they might be interested in. Now, what we do in our cover letters is we say, if you find some neat gold and you only pay 10 or 20 cents an ounce for it and you want to sell it, call us. They're not going to call us. I mean, it's just like that ring. We bought a pendant ring for $17. It's probably worth $150, $200. Am I going to sell it to anybody for $35? No, but by making that offer, they're saying, these are nice guys. If I find some gold, they'll buy it from me, especially if I want to sell it for 20 cents on the ounce. But it develops a relationship. And they feel like, well, these guys aren't crooks. They didn't take me. They tell me how to do it. So we're going to take a break right now. Let's get back in here at 10:30. I'm going to hook up some computer stuff. Be sure and get you a drink of water. Be sure and get you a sugar fix in the back.
Did you work out exclusive rights for the manufacturer to sell at retail?
Huh?
Did you work out exclusive rights to sell to them? Would you do that?
Hey, Bond, would you shut the door, please? Okay, we're going to do a quick 20-minute piece on to get you excited, and then Carl's going to speak to get you more excited, and then we're going to come back this afternoon, and we're going to write an offer to sell these gold and diamond testers. And for those of you who wish to mail the offer, we're going to let you do that. We're even going to give you a list to mail it to, so when you go home and you want to recover the fee for coming to this seminar, you're going to have a letter and a list to mail it to. All you'll have to do is come up with about the $700 to mail it. Yeah, and you'll be able to buy gold testers from us. We'll come to you right. No, we're not going to give you the list. We'll give you a name of the list, and we'll point you to Karen Anderson, and you can work out deals with them. Okay, what I've got in front of me is a computer. I guess you guys know that. And it has a nice little computer screen on it. I'm going to turn around so you can see. This is the spreadsheet, just like you see, that I have printed out for you that you've got in front of you. And using this spreadsheet, I can go through and figure out different options on this particular offer. As a matter of fact, all our offers. And I know you can't see this spreadsheet, but I just want you to to be able to see it from a distance, so you see that that's how I got the print out there. Now, using a keyboard, we can go through and modify stuff. So let's correct our spreadsheet for the things we've made to it, starting with the first couple of options. The copywriting fee. Well, fortunately, because we have a room full of copywriters, there's not going to be any charge for us to have this offer written up.
However,
if you want to pay somebody, you can. But in most cases, you're going to have a copywriting fee, and it's probably going to run between $700 to $1,000 or more. John Carlson's going to charge you $7,000. And on a product like this, it might be worth it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, realistically speaking, though, creative cost would be in the vicinity of $2,000 to $2,500.
Maybe in Texas, but not here in Arkansas. As a matter of fact...
But okay, I accept all that. But the people in this audience are not like you and me.
That's true.
We do not have favors to trade. We do not have things that we can trade for people. And we do not have... They are not in the position of having copywriters chase them in order to work with them.
Okay. Let me ask you, are the copywriters in this question, if somebody came to you with a spreadsheet like this and a product like this and three or four identified mailing lists and said, look, this is where I am. I don't have much money. I know you're going to charge me $1,000 to $2,000 to write this letter. But I'll tell you what, if you write the letter and I mail it and it makes me money, I'll write you a check for $2,500 of first profits. How many copywriters would do this? Loretta, would you do that? Would you work a deal on somebody?
Yes, I'd work a deal, but I would probably work a higher deal. I'm more in the John Carlton category.
Okay, but you—I mean, if
but I would—but I'd work a deal.
Whatever the price is, you say, "Yeah, I'll work a deal with you." Carlton said Loretta would work for sex. I don't know if that will work for all.
I'll tell you my room number later.
But you'll discover that most people who are copywriters are, to some degree, human, and that means that they will. They are also working. I mean, they get excited about products and will work deals for you. If you come to someone and you say, I got this great product, I want to work this deal with you, and they say no, usually they've done you a favor because what they're saying is your product is not worth their time to write an offer on. They don't think there's any way in hell they're going to make money, so why should they even waste your time? And the fact is that 99% of you, before you saw what I showed you this morning, were product-oriented rather than market-oriented, and there's no way you're ever going to make money. You're going to spend your wheels and have a good time and lose money, but you're not going to make money. And that's what you really want to do in this. I think that's what you want to do is make money. Okay, let's go back to our spreadsheet. We're going to just change this. We're going to do a printout, put it on the overhead so you can see. And then at lunch, you can think how much money you're going to make, and maybe you'll spend some of it later on in Hot Springs this evening. Okay, our spreadsheet. By the way, you have this spreadsheet in your package, so don't worry about when you get home. You're not going to be able to operate it. It looks exactly like this. All you have to do is move the arrow. Yeah, it's on the disk. So if you have an IBM computer, you won't have any problems. Okay, we're going to set our copywriting fee to be zero just on this particular one. What was our cost per name? How much were our costs per name sorted the way we want them on our list? On our list for our particular listing. $117 per thousand? Good. So we're going to plug that in here. 85? Yeah, we wanted the credit card list, so you have to pay a little bit more for that one. Let's put 115 just for... Okay, our postage per thousand now. We're working on a budget, but we want our money back quick. And we can either mail today and hope that the bulk mail gets delivered sometime in the next 12 to 15 days and hope that they read it and hope they get back to us. But I'm kind of greedy. I want to mail today, which is Tuesday, and I want orders started coming in Friday so I have enough money to eat over the weekend. So let's mail first class. So that's going to push up our cost per postage to $2.90 instead of $1.98. So we're going to punch that in there. Our printing costs... Let's say we have a four-page letter, an insert a coupon, a insert return letter, which we're going to encourage them not to use, and an outside letter. The outside letter is on a low chart. We're going to figure that's going to cost us 13 cents to print. Reality, in large quantities, is going to cost you 8 or 9 cents. But we're assuming you're going to use your local printer. who is going to not take advantage of you, but not treat you as a favored customer. Now, our printer treats us as, he treats us like royalty. And that's because he's a good businessman and because we are a large customer of his. And you want to get to a point where you do have a printer who treats you like royalty. But you have a four-page cover letter, which actually is one 11 by 17 sheet. You just print on it four different sides. So your package is actually two pieces of paper. And we're going to figure 13 cents a piece just so you're not going to be surprised when you go to a printer. Later on, Karen Anderson and Wayne Bennett are going to talk about how to deal with printers and how not to get scanned with printers and talk about different weight sizes of paper and the importance of using the right size of paper. A little technicality, so we're going to talk about that later on. Okay, the envelopes are going to cost us $30 per thousand because we're going to direct and print them ourselves. We don't want to stick on labels trying to sell them something like this, because we're going to send a letter that's going to have an impact. We want it to get read. If our letter doesn't get read, okay, we'll put them 40. No, we do them ourselves, and we're going to show you how to do them here. You're going to be so underwhelmed by how easy this is. You just load them in the printer, hit enter, and you go to lunch, and you come back, and they're done. The printer fairy came in and took care of it for you. Okay, the labor cost per thousand, we got $20. Where's the most expensive place in the country? Have you guys ever seen make money stuffing envelopes? Well, basically, this is what this make money stuffing envelopes. You hire somebody, they must come into your office. Do not let them take the letters home, because you'll never see them again. Or they'll stuff them in backwards. There's an art to folding these envelopes and placing everything together. So you want to make sure that you have people that can read and speak. Yeah, we're going to discuss the way you actually fold the letter. Basically, you fold the letter you think about it. This guy gets his mail, he's going to open it. He's usually going to turn the envelope open, rip it open, stick his finger, and pull it out. Which side of the letter do you want him to see when he pulls it out? Do you want him to see the offer that says, send me $185? He's going to throw that away, isn't he? You want him to see the catchy headline that says, hey, what's this? Then he opens it and reads it. You want to do everything you can. We're going to talk about it. We have business relationship. We say, hey, is your kid need a summer job? If he does, send him over to our office every afternoon. We'll have him stuff an envelope. And the guy goes, great, I can get him out of the house. Well, you don't need a college graduate to stuff envelopes, especially if you're there showing them how. So we're figuring $20 per thousand. Now, that is high because a good person can stuff 10,000 envelopes in a day. Now, they're going to be worn out, and you don't want to talk to them once they live, because they're going to be in a Leave It to Beaver buzz like they've watched this all their life. They're not going to be able to do anything. They're not going to make any kind of decision after stuffing 10,000 envelopes, but they can do it. Okay, let's go to our product fulfillment. We know this thing cost us $117. Those are in one lot, and I suppose we can make a bigger deal if we wanted to. Shipping costs, are we going to make our customer pay shipping? Yeah. He expects it. We'll make them pay it. Not a lot. Order taking costs. Whether you have an office or whether you have somebody else to take it, there is a cost to take an order because you have your overhead. And normally through a service like Mountain West, it's going to cost you $1.20 or more to take an order. So let's just leave it at $1.20. Cost of the premium. We haven't decided on the premium. Let's right now say that our premium is going to cost 18 cents. That's the equivalent of about 6 sheets of printed paper in several different formats. Do you know what a premium is? Everybody know what a premium is? Just to let you know, when we make our offer, we tell them about this great product, and then we say, if you order today, we will include this free. And then our PPS, it says, if you order today and use our 24-hour toll-free order line, we will include free something else. And what we did in our last PPS premium is we included a free pocket-sized magnifying glass for people who are buying watches so they could carry it around and magnify. And we bought them at Walmart locally. Okay, bank card fee at 5%. 5% is high. 5% is probably what everybody here is going to end up paying unless you're like John Eager and can negotiate the spots off of Dalmatian. Okay, returns at 2.5%. You should figure returns because you're going to get a few back of anything. That makes our total fulfillment cost $140. Be sure and write that down on your sheet that I handed out to you. I want you to just mark in $140. Yeah, we're going to print this out and put it on the overhead projector in a minute. The product price, let's think of a good price. $140 is your total fulfillment. That's what it costs you to deliver a product. Yeah, what's a good product price? Let's forget what it cost us. We know the wholesale cost is $299. The suggested retail is $399. We don't have to discount too heavily, because how many people in their travels throughout the world, we have a lot of worldly people, have ever seen this product? I know one person else in this room who has ever seen this product. We've got one person who's ever seen it. So we don't have a lot of competition and price point. When I started looking for this, I would have paid $600 for one, because I didn't know they existed. And to find 1 ounce of gold that's fraudulent, or to find one that someone doesn't know gold, you can pay it back. Let's say $379 will be your price then. When you do the offer, you'll want to test prices. You may find this thing sells just as well at $529 as it does at $379. And so you have an obligation to sell these to people who want them. Because if they don't get them from you, they won't get them from anybody else. Let's put $379 as our price. Now that means we're going to net, after all expenses, when we fulfill the product, $231 per item. Now our budget on this thing was what, $1,000? So let's go on and see what it's going to take to break even. Cost per piece to mail. Well, we've loaded this thing up in printing costs and in some other costs at 60 cents. That seems a little high. Let's go back up and see what we've done. The names, the postage, the printing, the envelopes, yep. 60 cents is high for a mailing, but not for a test mailing. Because if you're only getting printing quantities of 1,000 up, it's going to kill you. Typically, the difference between printing 1,000 and 100,000, Wayne, somebody give Wayne the microphone. I'll put Wayne on the lead. Let's see, since you're a nice guy and I'm a nice guy, you're going to quote me $130. That's 13 cents per copy. But if I say, Wayne, I need, give me 50,000 copies. How far is my price going to drop per piece? Now, we're not going to hold you to this, but just on a...
Probably 30%.
Yeah, so we're going to go from 13 cents a piece to 10 cents, maybe lower, depending on the weight size of the paper and other stuff. Okay, so we know that our cost per piece for mail is a little high, but that's okay. The total number of letters mailed, now we're on a budget. And because it's going to cost us 60 cents per piece to mail, and that includes the naming address, and we only have a $1,000 budget, let's just mail 1,000. So I'm going to put that in. Total number of letters mailed, 1,000. Here's a good point. Sales to recover development costs, zero, because other than making a few phone calls, there's no development costs, assuming that we get the letter written free. Sales needed to break even. If we mail 1,000 letters to cover our printing, postage, and all our other costs, we need 3 sales. Actually, 2.5 sales, but most people don't make half sales. They make full sales, so we need 3 sales. If response to this highly targeted, selected list with this letter written by the world's best copywriters, if we only get a 3% response, we'll make $6,344. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot of money, right? $6,344. How much money did we invest for the mailing? $600. We invested $600 and made $6,000. We invested $600 today and make $6,000 Friday. That's on a 3% response. A 5% response is $10,000. Boy, there's no way to know what the response to this thing could be. What do I think is realistic? You can't say that until you do your test. That's why you do a test. I mean, I could say, how much are we going to make on a 20% response? That doesn't do any good. You're just fantasizing. I mean, what if everybody buys it? And we're going to be really rich, aren't we? Yeah, the response rate to break even is 0.2%. So if 0.2% of the people who get this letter, who see this product, that we know who already are in the habit of spending $300 or more in the mail, and we know have gold and silver, and we also know they've never seen this product, if just 3 out of 1,000 people were to buy this product, we'd break even. Now, just as a test, most of the people in here fit my market. How many people would buy this product, now that you've seen and played with it, if it were priced right? That's 20% or more. And you haven't read a letter yet. We'll get a microphone over here. I'm going to print this out while you're asking questions.
It's a two-part question.
Okay.
First of all, I don't understand how if you're buying from an order house that has 5,000 minimum, how you can buy 1,000.
No, we bought 5,000, but we only mailed to 1,000. That's why our budget, even though our mailing cost was $600, we had to leave a little room for all those names that we bought but couldn't use because we couldn't afford the postage or printing.
Okay.
Yeah, we couldn't use yet. Good work. If this thing works, what are we going to do? We're going to quickly call our printer and say, run me off. Now, you don't want to run off 100,000 letters if you're answering the phones yourself, do you? Unless you hire a bunch of people and train them. Because if you mail first-class mail, if you mail 10,000 letters today, which is Tuesday, and they start reaching people, say, Monday, and you get 2% response, that means you're going to get 200 calls Monday. But what if they get busy signals? What are they going to do? They're going to hang up. So before you mail 10,000 of anything, do a small test on 1,000, see if your office can handle it. Now, what we do, unless we're mailing bulk rate, we never mail 10,000 letters a day. We'll mail 1,000 today, 1,000 tomorrow, 1,000 the next day. A lot of that has to do with the fact that the people who work in our office don't stuff 10,000 a day. We actually just roll them out slowly.
Well, don't you have to figure in your cost then on this sheet there? I mean, we've got it down for $117 for 1,000 names. Is this just for analysis? I mean, haven't we gone over our...
No.
Well,
what we did
we
is,
still have the $1,000. We still have $400
right,
to play with
right.
in there.
See,
so
we bought 5,000 names, which cost us about 400 something. But I didn't figure... And we are still within our budget because our total print, our mailing, as we figured it out here, cost us $600. Right at right. exactly $600. That left us $400, which was the money we used to buy our names and address to start with. So we actually spent $1,000, but we haven't taken advantage of $400 of that $1,000.
I understand. Okay.
Now, the moment we start taking orders, as soon as we have enough money to mail another $1,000, we're going to do it. And we're going to roll that money. We're not going to put it into our pocket until we've made enough that we can repay ourselves completely and roll this thing out big time.
Okay.
But let me tell you what's going to happen. Just because everybody in this room thinks it's a good product, and we all think we've done the right thing, there's absolutely no guarantee that any of us are going to sell anything. There's no guarantee. Wouldn't that be nice if there was a guarantee?
The second part of that question then is, when you do that mailing, and you're only mailing 1,000 out of 5,000, do you do an nth sort yourself?
I just take the first 1,000.
You just take the first 1,000, and that's usually...
And we, remember, I told you I was lazy.
Test on that.
I was lazy. We're just going to do it. Now, I tell you what, if there are riots in L.A. and the first 1,000 happen to be California, I'm not mailing to California. So they've got their attention on something else, not their mail. They may not get their mail. The post office may be burned down. So, you know, you've got to take that into account. It's like when we run our satellite show, I'm hoping the president doesn't get assassinated tonight because they're not going to be watching our show. They're probably going to be watching something else. So the timing is really important. We like to mail on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Because of our small post office here, we mail on Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll get it Saturday. You'll either get it Friday evening, which is great, or Saturday, which is even better. Because everybody, or at least I do, how many people look forward to the mail? I mean, I like seeing the postman come. What's he going to bring me today? But I want to be able to read it. And there are a lot of times I come to home, I'm just too tired to read. But if I get it Friday, I'll sit and read because I know I don't have anything else to do in the morning, hopefully. I'm going to secure them.
Are your 5,000 names then, are they sorted by nths?
If you ask for them that way.
That's how,
right.
Well, would you ask for them
oh,
that
yeah.
way?
Or, yeah, I'd say give me a random sampling of the list and keep track of the names I've already got.
I see.
Because I want a good random sampling. Right. Now, if you want to get into specifics, I mean, if you want to get into big times, you can buy a CD disc that's got the demographics of every zip code in the United States. And you can take that CD disc and match it against your labels and say, well, the people in this zip code generally have a lower income than the people I want to reach, and you can have them kicked out. But see, we're buying a targeted list, right? I mean, this is our targeted list. Right, right. And since you're putting the list on your computer anyway to print out the list, you can put the guy's name in there and you can say, I know you have gold in your home and so do other people. Boy, you're talking about a good headline. For the paranoid people. Now, we wouldn't want to sell this product to them, but there are other products we could sell to them. But when you buy a targeted list like that, remember I told you if you are subscribing to magazines or if you're buying gold and silver or any kind of high dollar, don't have it shipped to your home because you're going to be on a list? If I were a cat burglar, what better list to have than this? I mean, it says a list. These guys have bought gold and have it in their homes, and I got their names and addresses. And with a little work, I could probably find out when they weren't home. Yeah, oh, wouldn't it be great to sell a privacy newsletter? To say, I know you've got gold and silver in your home, and I bet there are a lot of other people. Let me tell you how I found out. I tell you, if you see a headline like that, you're probably going to read it. Pass the microphone. We're going to do one more question, and then Carl's going to get up here and speak. This is what we're going to do this afternoon. We're going to convert this idea into money.
Bill, are these letters, the salutation is not personal specific. It's just you're not having Wayne print off a bunch of letters without a personal salutation, then running them through your printer and just having the salutation put in there.
No,
Mr.
I won't
Jones.
Personalize letters on this particular item.
These are just like dear friend type or whatever.
Now, if I were selling $185,000 condo, oh, you bet I'd personalize letters.
Okay.
If I was selling something for $2,000, I'd personalize letters. So my market diminishes. But we have a huge market here. I mean, we literally have a huge market. I think Karen can probably find us 100 or 200 lists, different names and address lists of people that would be pretty good candidates for this
product. So it'd be like dear fellow gold collector or some...
No, dear friend.
Dear friend, okay.
Dear friend, right. Because you don't want them to read... I mean, you just want them to get into the letter real quick.
Bill, I got two quick questions. Number one, is 1,000 names a fair test? And if it's not a fair, decide that you're...
I like testing 5,000, but I'm going to work within my budget. And if I, and so, see what Karen and I say, we say, you know, let's take that extra money, and instead of putting a set of tires on the old Land Cruiser, let's test this project. Because Karen and I kind of approach it, we kind of look for things that are fun. I mean, there are other things that we could sell to make more money, but we're to the point now where lifestyle is important. And where... if you were to sell a product for $50, right, to make the same amount of money, you're going to have to mail 100,000 letters and take 10,000 orders. Well, that's a lot of hassle in your life to keep track of 10,000 orders and keep track of 10,000 customers and keep track of all those other little pieces and bits of pieces of information. I don't want that hassle. Now, there are some people in this room who really get off on mailing 100,000 letters a month. I don't want that. And I don't. Money is not my goal, and I don't want to say, how much money can we make this month? Karen, I just want to be comfortable. I mean, if you get too motivated by money, you're going to lose sight of everything, and you're just going to be out there working 18 hours a day trying to mail more letters to make another nickel or another dime. It's no fun.
It's not worth it.
What's a lot more fun is to say, yeah, what's more fun is what Karen and I do. We say, you know, it's a research project that we need to go to Aruba to see what people who live in Aruba might want to buy from us. And if we get down there and say, well, these folks can't buy anything, we go, well, you know, that's one project we can't do. But, you know, that's what you want to do. It's like when we started investing in watches. We said, you know, since we're going to do this videotape on how to invest in watches, maybe we ought to buy some watches. So 60 watches later, we make this tape. Give her a mic, please.
The larger the number that you mail, the better the test. I mean, 5,000 is better than 1,000, but you have to stay within your budget. That's what Bill's saying. So you work with what you can work with.
If you don't give yourself the discipline to have a budget, you're going to say, I didn't mail enough. Maybe I'll mail some more. I didn't mail enough. I didn't. Then you're falling in love with the project. You're falling in love. I'll tell you what, if we mailed 1,000 letters and didn't break even and mailed first class and had a good letter, I'd just drop the project. Because if the break even is only 3 orders and I can't sell 3 out of 1,000, I'm not going to do it. Now, I told you what we've done before we mailed this. Karen and I tested this on our home shopping satellite show. We tested it on the watch tape. We tested it in this room. We should have no problem getting 3 to 5% response on this, and maybe more. Especially, depending on what happens in the society. I mean, wouldn't it be great for a headline to appear in the front cover of Newsweek next week? Hundreds of tons of fake gold found. Well, what would that do to sales? I mean, everybody who had gold coins, and there, as a matter of fact, the Gold Coin magazine, they had those very headlines just recently. John Carlton wrote a pitch several years ago to encourage people this, and I think they take things like that and turn it into news. But there are people who will take lead and form gold coins and then put a layer of gold on the outside of it and then sell it as gold. And these testers can determine if something's gold-plated as opposed to gold coins. One last question, then we're gonna let Carl DeLady speak, and then we're gonna go to lunch. Okay. I can try. Is that any better? Is that good?
No.
Yeah, the convergence area here. Let's get on with this question.
Bill, I was wondering, do you have to pay for the labels in advance even though you're not using them? You have to pay $500.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Doesn't that put you over budget because you're paying $500?
Do you have a pencil? Would you add this up, please?
Yeah.
Our labels, we've got 5,000 labels. That, just say $100 a label is $500. Yeah, I'm $100 over budget. I had to borrow the money from someplace. But you do have to set your budget. And the only reason we're $100 over budget is because we couldn't work out a deal with the label people. Or we didn't find a friend to say, look, I'll split this project with you. I only need 1,000 labels. You want to buy the other 4,000? Yeah, we were, I guess you could say we were $100 over budget. Oh, no, we're not $100 over budget. Because in our $600 mailing dollars cost, we included the cost of those labels. We are still under budget. Because our mailing costs here are cost per piece. Our cost of mailing includes our labels. So we're not over budget. We're not over budget, plus we've got 4,000 names we can still mail to. And if we were smart, and I know our printer's smart, he kept all the materials, the setup that he did on the printing, so when we call him, he's ready to run out a bunch more. So yeah, printing will be easy today. Okay, now we're going to break for 5 minutes while Carl Galletti sets up. And then after lunch, we're going to come back and turn this into an offer. And we're going to do more mechanics. Now, we're going to do this 2 more days this week, the same thing. I'm going to show you more products, and we're going to do the same thing. Huh?